India's patent law allows Indian manufacturers, if there's a public health need, to produce generic versions of drugs that may be patented elsewhere in the world and still under those patent protections, but which the Indian government decides for public health need is not permissible in India's territory. So this relates to a drug that is still under patent. The drug is called Gleevec, and it's an anti-cancer drug specifically. And Novartis want to gain the patent for this in Indian territory so they can market it and sell it at a price that they decide is appropriate.
I guess if Novartis wins, that could open the door for other pharma companies to force generics and India off the market. I mean, is that what we're looking at here?
This is certainly the fear of medical agencies like Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders. They understand that this could stand as a dangerous precedent in terms of generic patent law around the world, specifically given that India has a very strong role as what they term the pharmacy of the developing world. It provides a great deal of generic medicines to other poorer countries around the world, and they worry that if a precedent is set in this case, that it'll undermine that whole generics revolution that we've come to know and recognize Indian pharmaceutical companies to be behind.
And what do you think is going to happen with this ruling? Which way do you think it's going to go?
Well, it's quite hard to tell. I mean, on the merits of the case, there are some arguments that within the strict interpretation of the law, they have grounds for pursuing that. But in terms of the wider picture, and going back again to this public health need, in cases of public health need, foreign companies aren't to patent their drugs here. We're allowed to produce get-out clauses for themselves, then it's much harder to argue on the merits in terms of Novartis. So it could really go either way.
And it could mean India's entire generics revolution grinding to a halt. Is that what we're talking about?
It would certainly throw a major spanner in the works, I think, because it would mean the costs and the potential risks, above all, for other generics companies to come into markets and try to produce generic versions of drugs that are still under patent elsewhere in the world, would really be so much greater that you'd have to put yourself in the position of those CEOs and ask whether they would take that risk. And I think many of them would choose not to.